here, Sizzle and Scotty, coming at you with a fantastic recipe. And whether it's at home, at the tailgate, at a party, there is nothing that beats fresh homemade salsa. Say what you want about the canned products, the jarred products, but nothing beats homemade salsa. Got a new recipe? Let's give it a whirl. We're going to start out with 2.5 cups of Roma tomatoes, deseeded and diced. 1 cup of green bell pepper, diced. 1 cup of red onion, diced. 1/2 cup of yellow bell pepper, diced. 1/2 cup-ish of cilantro minced. Now, I adjust the cilantro as it goes, so you might end up with 1/4 cup in it, but I always like to have it, and then it fluctuates with how much stuff I actually have in my salsa. We're going to use 1/2 jalapeno diced with the seeds. That's going to give us some heat. 4 cloves of garlic minced. The juice and zest from 2 limes. The juice and zest from 1/2 lemon. 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of granulated sugar. 1/4 teaspoon of cumin. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder. Now, add all the ingredients to a large bowl, stir them well to combine. Now, for the best results, I think refrigerating this for at least 30 minutes is perfect. To get all that freshness, you definitely want to at least dive into this the day you make it. So I try to let it sit for 1 hour just to let things marinate and just come out even better than normal. One thing I would suggest too is once you get those Roma tomatoes deseeded and diced, put them in a colander with some paper towel and let that extra juice get into the paper towel. That's going to give you a almost drier salsa that is not going to be as messy, and you're really going to get those elements, those fresh vegetables right up front and center. You can find this awesome homemade salsa recipe podcast at www.pmn2.com. You can also find my over 1,400 other recipes there. There's a lot of great stuff. Check it out. Until next time, this is Sizzle and Scotty.